Hello, welcome back to the Med Radio Live Podcast with Kacha and Wanita in Bangkok, Thailand. Hey, yo, Wanita, are you good today?
Yeah, I'm good today. Hey, 2 days ago, I have learned a lesson with Jade, and I thought about the Enlightenment thinkers. Can you explain more about it, Professor Kacha?
Oh, yes, of course. After the scientific revolution occurred, the new way of thinking it prompted, the scholars and philosophers began to reevaluate old notions about the other aspect of the society.
And hey, do you know what is that thinking called?
Yes, it is the Enlightenment. You know that?
Yeah, I know. I have once heard in Mr. J's class, and I don't really know what is it. Can you explain more about it?
Oh, of course. At the time, the Enlightenment is a new intellectual movement that stressed reason and thought and the power of the individuals to solve problems. So these Enlightenment thinkers come up with a reason to prove the old notions.
Oh, that's why it's called Age of the Reason, right?
Yeah.
And that movement reached in the heights of mid-1700s, and that makes a great change to many aspects of the Western civilization.
The Enlightenment started from some key ideas put forth by the two English political thinkers of the 1600s, Thomas Hobbes and John Locke. You know him?
Yeah, I know them. And both of them faced a political turmoil with England. But the person I get more attention is Thomas Hobbes. I want to know who is he and what he really does.
Okay, then let's focus on him. Because of the Civil War made him think that every humans were all naturally selfish and wicked. Once he had said that war of every man against every man, and that would make life solitary, poor, nasty, brutish, and short.
Oh, and Mr. J told me that in 1651, he expressed his view in a power called the Leviathan, which means the sea monster.
Yes. Hobbes also believed that if the people wanted escaped from their depressing life, they had to hand over their rights to a strong ruler. In exchange, they gained a law and order. So, he really wants the ruler to be strong, just like the sea monster, Leviathan. So, he compared the strong leader to the sea monster.
Oh, that's why the sea monster is somehow like, they need to control all the people in the city, right?
Yeah, it's very
big. That can be great.
Yeah, of course,
and hopeful,
man. Yeah.
And he also created one agreement that called the social contract.
You know that? Yeah, I know the social contract. And you know what the social contract is?
Yes, I knew it. It is an agreement by which people create a government. Because people act in their own self-interest, Hobbes said that the ruler need more total power to keep citizens under control. And he think that the most awesome power that control the people is the power of Leviathan, the sea monster.
And Hobbes' view, such a government was an absolute monarchy, which could impose order to demand obedience. He believed in an absolute monarchy, but he does not believe in the divine right or the believing that he or she was the representative from God. The old idea said that a monarch's rule is justified by the divine right. But the new idea said that a government's power comes from the consent of the governed.
But wait, I don't know what is the consent of the governed mean. Can you tell more about it?
Yes, it means that the people will have an ability to govern the government, and a social contract is what our government are using today, or else there's no voting.
Oh, really? That means that every day we have a voting is because of the social contract?
Yes, of course. When we have election, all these government systems were based on these two English thinkers. With Enlightenment thinkers. Without them, we could not develop and know this system. And so that it leads to many Enlightenment thinkers come up with the idea.
Oh, thanks for today, Professor Kacha. This helped me a lot.
Oh, okay. I appreciate it. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Don't miss tomorrow episode. I will see you next time. Bye-bye.